It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
What a privilege it is for me to be able to share with you the Word of God. And today we want to continue our study in the book of Romans, and we'll pick up with chapter 1 and verse 21. Now, we talked the last time about the heathen, how that God sends no one to hell. People choose where they are going after this life, whether it is heaven or into hell. There is a heaven and there is a hell. And we've seen that according to the Apostle Paul, according to the Holy Spirit and the Word of God in Romans chapter 1, all men are without excuse, and therefore people will choose whether to go to heaven or go to hell. All men and women are without excuse if they refuse to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus himself, in John chapter 3, verses 18 and 19, said this, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." And now notice verse 20. "For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." And that's where we want to pick up today in our study in the book of Romans. We want to understand today why these people are rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 21 of Romans chapter 1, it says, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." And we see under this heading of rejecting of God, they knew God, according to verse 20. Remember this, according to biblical history, mankind started with the knowledge of the one true God. Adam had the knowledge of the one true God. Noah and his family had the knowledge of the one true God. But somewhere down the line, this knowledge became corrupted, even as described in verse 20 of Romans chapter 1. Notice these words, "They glorified him not." In other words, they failed to honor him for who he was. Neither were they thankful. They failed to thank him for what he had done. They were vain. They were empty. Instead of filling their minds with worthy thoughts of God, they turned to vanities. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8 says this, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." And this is the reason that over and over again, I encourage people to get into the Word of God, to think upon the things of God. Now, that doesn't mean that we're not in the world, that we are not to think on certain other things. Certainly, God has given us a mind and we are able to make judgments, but we are to think upon the things that are pure. Man has gotten to this point because his mind has been corrupted by the things of this world. God's Word says that we're to think upon the things that are good and not be like those people in the past who have gotten away from God. Well, notice this verse also mentions the word darkened. They had the light, but they rejected the light which they had, so there was nothing left but darkness. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5 says, "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." Now, there is no gray area when it comes to Jesus Christ. In other words, you either accept him or you reject him. There is the right way and the wrong way. You either go God's way, which is the right way, or you go your way, man's way, the devil's way, and that is the wrong way. You must receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He is the right way. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 22, it says this, And here Paul continues on now, talking about these people who at one time they believed. At one time they had everything that was necessary to live for God. But notice, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Now this word fools here means morons. In other words, very stupid persons. Psalm chapter 14 and verse 1 in the first part of that verse says, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." If you say there is no God today, then the Bible says you're a moron. You are a fool because you have not believed in God. You do not believe there is a God. Well, I believe deep inside you, you know there is a God, but you simply want to go your way instead of God's way. You're rebellious. According to what we've already read, there are people who are rebelling against God even today. And if you've never trusted Him as your Savior, the Bible says you are in rebellion against God. You love darkness rather than loving the Lord Jesus Christ. Creation reveals the fact that there is a God, whereas the fool says in his heart, there is no God. It's a denial in spite of overwhelming evidence. Now look at Romans chapter 1, verse 23 with me. It says that these people changed the glory of the incorruptible or the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Notice the word changed. The word changed means exchanged. In Psalm chapter 135 and verse 15, it says, "The idols of the heathen are silver and gold. The work of men's hands," in other words, today we're concerned about gold and silver. We're concerned about the stock market. We're concerned about everything else except the things of God. People need to understand that we need to depend upon God for everything in our daily lives. Quit concerning yourselves with the silver and gold as the heathen did in Psalm 135 and verse 15, and people need to concern themselves with the things of God. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 24, the Bible says, "Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves." God said, "Okay, you want to do this. This is what you want to do. Well, you go right ahead. You go right ahead and you start serving the things of this world. You start serving gold and silver and concern yourselves with the things of this world and see what happens." Well, the word "wherefore" in verse 24 points back to the previous verses of verses 21 through 23. Well, why did God give them up? It was because that they exchanged His glory for a dumb idol. You can't, you can't change God for something that isn't real. You can look at Psalm 115 and read about it there. We read part of that. Well, notice the word "uncleanness" in verse 24. This is what they wanted, so God let them have it. As to its nature, the pig loves uncleanness, men love their sin. And John 3:19 says, "And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." And notice, they dishonor their own bodies. And this will be explained later in Romans chapter 1, verses 26 through 27. But notice with me now, Romans chapter 1, verse 25. It says that these people who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator who is blessed forever, amen. That's what that verse says. Did you ever hear the term tree hugger? Did you ever hear the term for someone who wants to put nature above man and above God? We need to get back. We need to understand that God, what God has for us. Animals are important. We love animals. We love dogs and we love cats. But to put them upon a pedestal above a human being, according to God, is wrong. They love the creature more than the Creator. And once again, He's not only talking about animals and things, He's talking about people. We place people on a pedestal, and we worship and serve people more than the Creator. Well, notice here the word "changed." Once again, it means exchanged. Instead of embracing the truth, they gave it up in exchange for the lie. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 11, it talks about this. The truth, the Creator alone, is worthy of worship. The lie, the creature is worthy of worship. And the devil tempted Jesus with this lie. In Matthew chapter 4 and verse 9, and 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 11, it says, "And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie." Well, does God send anyone to hell? No. People send themselves there because they would rather believe a lie than the truth. Romans chapter 1 and verse 26, it says, "For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature." Affections here means passions. Vile here means, when you think of this word, think of three words that begin with the letter D: dishonorable, degrading, and disgraceful. Vile. Women, a specific word meaning female, they changed. This means exchanged. They made a bad trade exchanging that God-given use of their bodies for which is perverted and against nature. Well, notice the term natural use. The natural and normal sex relations, God ordained sex relations. You can look at Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 4. He ordained sex relations between a man and a woman, not a woman and a woman or a man and a man. God only can define what is normal and what is abnormal. Well, what is moral and what is immoral? God is the only one who can define this. It's not a question of political correctness. It's a question of moral correctness. Do we want to serve God, the Creator, or the creature? Do we want to listen to God or man? And notice it says, against nature. Unnatural, abnormal, perverse, improper. If you've got a problem with that, you need to take it up with God. God has ordained a man for a woman and a woman for a man. And that's the way it is according to the Word of God. Do you know Him today as your Savior? If not, may I invite you to receive Him as your Savior right now. Ask Him to come into your heart. Receive the Creator. Receive Jesus Christ. Ask Him, "Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my heart. I believe You went to the cross. I believe You died on the cross. I believe You were buried. I believe You resurrected on that third day, and You're living now for me. You shed Your blood that I could be saved. I believe You're God. I believe that You came to save me, and I'm asking You right now to come into my heart. I'm trusting You as my Savior." If you'll trust Him today, ask Him to save you, and He'll save you today because that's why He came into the world. He came to seek and to save those who were lost. And if you're lost today, you know you're not on your way to heaven. You know that you can't go there without Jesus. You're lost if you don't have Him. Ask Him to come into your heart this very moment. And if you are saved, are you serving Him? Are you living for Jesus? Are you giving out the plan of salvation to those around and about you? Are you helping others find Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? We are to go into the world and preach and teach the gospel. I pray that God would open your mind and your heart to the things of God.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.